All right, are we all set?
Yes, let's go.
I sound funky. Never, the settings never sound right.
Yeah, that doesn't sound the same.
Does that sound better?
You want?
Is it better here or here?
The other way.
Here?
Yes, right there.
Or here? This one or that one? Don't you hate when you do that in the doctor's office, the optometrist office?
Mm-hmm.
Is it better here or here? Or here? Or here?
That's stressful.
It is.
Because that's more like stressful than any exam I've ever taken. Because I know that I have to live with my decision for the next year.
Yeah.
And if I don't make the right decision, I'm going to mess up my eyes.
You're stepping high cotton the whole time. That's not any good. Then you get to pay what, you know, $100, $150? I mean, I don't know. I don't know how much glasses cost anymore. More than
so. I guess you're due for an appointment.
What are you trying to say?
You just said you can't remember, so you're due for an appointment.
An appointment for what?
To see your to have your eyes checked.
Oh yeah, I need to set up an appointment for that.
Okay, we're on the air. 5, 4, 3, 2.
Two blind squirrels in the morning. Two blind squirrels at night. You can listen anytime at all. Radio on demand, it's all right. Brad and Chaz are podcasting daily. Everything from dating to bleach. Adding in the wise and the kids too. Listen to the Sunday pastors preach. Two blind squirrels in the morning.
All right, welcome back to the Two Blind Squirrels. Tonight it's just Chaz and lovely Miss Jill. I don't know why I do it.
I saw you like
and Jill.
Did you forget my name?
No, I don't know what sort of powerful descriptive that I can use to capture the raw beauty and talent that's across from me. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Don't point your finger at me. I tell you what.
Talk to me that way.
I'll sit here and take it. Yeah. All right. Well, Brad is off at a beauty pageant doing practicing his swimsuit performance.
Is he going to wear a one-piece or a two-piece? Did he decide?
I told him he should go with the one-piece.
Did he get, did he go down to the salon to get the wax thing going, you know?
Don't even get me started on the wax. He is not on board with the waxing thing. He's not on board with the waxing and the whole man.
Well, I hope he goes with the one-piece then.
Well, like I said, I tried to reason with him, but you know, you don't know how these things are going to go.
What's his talent?
What's that?
Now, what's his talent?
Mainly it's talking. And
is that a talent? Can you make that a talent in the pageant show?
I think you can. I think you can. I mean, he's a master at it, and I think that he'll be able to pull it off. That's all I got to say about that.
Oh, okay. So, I was kind of hoping he'd twirl flaming batons or something.
Well, he was going to do that, but there were already a couple other baton twirlers,
You know,
and he was going to do the world peace thing.
Yeah.
But you found out last minute that there were a few of those as well.
Oh.
So, you know.
God. I bet he's stressed out right now.
Yeah. I bet he is.
Yeah.
I bet he is because he's watching Helen at a Christmas pageant. And there's probably 400 other.
Oh, that kind of pageant.
Yeah. That's really where he is. But, yeah, I'm thinking he's probably got to sit through all those.
All the other grades.
All the other grades. Just beat me now.
Yeah, I'm not up on that. Maggie's got one next week. Next Wednesday night. And, you know, I'm thinking we're going to miss it. I'm not interested at all. Does that make me a bad parent?
No, I don't think so. I'm not a pageant person.
Yeah.
I'm not a pageant person because Because there's going to be other kids there.
Yeah, I just want to look at Maggie, and when she's done, I'm done.
Uh-oh. I hear my song.
It's Jazzy Jazz.
Jazz hands.
That's right, I'm playing my own song.
I see what kind of night this is going to be.
Yeah.
I noticed that you had to have the last word in the beginning.
Did I have to have the last? I'm not a last word type of person.
Oh, yes, you are. And you've got your own personal song.
I just happen to have my own personal
song.
You're
going to beat me up with your chazziness all night long just because Brad's not here?
No, I'm not exuding my chazziness. I just happened to play.
Brad's not here. I'm going to chazz it up.
I don't know how I got in the playlist. I just got in there.
I heard you play all the chazz songs trying to decide which one you were going to play.
I don't know all of them.
I didn't hear any Brad songs.
Three or four. He's got one. He's got one in there.
But you're not going to play one.
Well, no, he's not here.
Do you play him when he's here? Or does he play him?
Well, he's got control of the...
Who has the last word when he's here?
Oh, it's not me. It's not me.
I see how this is going to go. All week long.
Well, hey, now, wait a minute. So we didn't come to talk about... What did we come to talk about? You want to talk about improv everywhere?
Yeah, that was cool.
We'll have to put the link in the show notes, but there's a website out there called Improv Everywhere. And Jill sent this link to me today. Why don't you tell them about it?
Well, I tell you, I came by it accidentally.
Likely story.
Yeah, well, I did because I was actually, I was food blog hopping. Can you do that? Food blog hopping?
I'm sure
it's there's got to be a better term for that. But anyways,
it's legal.
Yeah. And so there was a link from this food blog talking about a food comedy of the week or food video comedy of the week kind of thing. And it was linked to this site called Improv Anywhere. And I don't know how large or how many actors there are in this group, but it's a group of improv agents. They call themselves not actors, but agents.
Oh, like free agents?
I guess. And they're in New York, and they set these scenes. They decide what they're going to do. They're going to go in somewhere, and they're going to do this one thing. And then they do it until somebody notices. So the first one that I watched was called The Mobias.
Was that the Starbucks one?
Yes, that was the Starbucks one. And that one was great because what they had planned, there was seven of them, I believe. And in 5-minute intervals, they did the same thing. So, like, it started with a couple coming in, holding hands, getting in line to get a coffee. And then the next thing that would happen is a man spilled his coffee on himself.
Okay.
And then another guy would get up, and of course, the man that spilled the coffee on himself, he gets up, and he goes to take care of his pants. And then another guy gets up, and he walks around to the same table, and he bumps into the chair, and then he walks out.
So it's like real kind of obvious sort of stuff.
Well, but they're all in the Starbucks, and the Starbucks is really busy, right?
Yeah.
And then the next scene you see is another guy gets up, and he goes to use the phone, but he gets up, and he walks across the Starbucks, and he stands at the door. And he's just standing at the door, facing out the window, talking on the phone. And then I think the next scene is a guy comes in with a boombox, and it's playing REM's Happy... Smiling, happy people.
Yeah.
So he's got that blaring when he walks in. And then, of course, he goes up to the line to get his drink, and then he walks out. And then the couple that was standing in line, their little skit is that when he looks over into her purse, because she's digging into her purse to pay for her coffee, he sees that she has cigarettes in her hands. So they start arguing he's arguing to her about the cigarettes, and he's trying to get them out of her purse, and she says no. And so she storms out of the Starbucks.
Okay.
And that's I think that's the end
of the whole skit.
There might be one more piece to it.
It's okay.
But anyways, all these things happen, okay? And they happen in order. So they did it for an hour.
Wow.
They did it over and over for an hour. And eventually, the other spectator, there were finally somebody in the Starbucks noticed that these people keep doing the same thing.
They're on a loop.
And so then this guy tells this other guy next to him, you know, hey, watch this. And he starts, and you see the guy, he's like, he's predicting what's going to happen.
Oh, yeah, this guy's going to bump the chair.
Yeah, this guy's going to bump the chair. And here comes the guy with the radio, and it's playing the same song. It's in the same place, right? And he comes walking in, and then they're like all laughing because this guy's able to predict because he's been watching the pattern
that's
in the room.
Spooky, man.
Yeah, and then there's the Starbucks employee. He gets in and they see it and they all start cracking up and
then they
bust up the whole thing. So that I just said that is so cool that they
is
did
cool.
that.
I
so
like that.
And then I watched another one about the Abercrombie and Fitch.
I can't even say that store. Abercrombie.
I had to spell it.
Fitch.
I have to think how it's spelled and then I can say it. But that's when I sent you the link to that one.
But. Now, that's really cool. I got to see the Starbucks one. I'm interested in that concept. But the one that you sent me was it was 100 men in New York City get together like in Central Park.
Mm-hmm.
And they stage, they say, okay, we're going to go into this Abercrombie and Fitch store. And in the store, they have, of course, shirtless men on the walls, right? Pictures of shirtless men doing sports activities or whatever, you know. And then they have a shirtless model.
Yes.
That hangs out in the store.
Yep. He just stands there.
That's his job. It's just, you know, greet customers and begin.
Without a shirt.
Without a shirt.
I didn't know
and
that.
And he's all buff.
Oh, you know, yeah. He's pretty.
Yeah, he's pretty. And then.
They have a statue of a shirtless man.
And then they have this, like, 8 foot, 9 foot. I mean, it's
yeah, he's huge.
Huge
yeah.
statue of a shirtless man. Now, you say shirtless, but the dude's pantless.
Yeah, but he has a little loincloth on.
Well, yeah, whatever. He's, yeah.
Yeah.
It's
Don't go there.
It's an odd statue.
It's a partially nude store.
I guess.
I mean, everything.
So anyway, this is what the environment of the store.
Yeah.
So these 100 guys all go into the store, and at a given time,
yeah.
They're all synchronized. At a given time, they all take off their shirts at the same time, and they just walk around the store and shop.
Yeah.
They're just looking at shirts, trying on shirts, say, how you like this shirt, does it look good, you know, whatever. You know, do you have this in a small, you know, all that kind of stuff. And apparently it goes over pretty well for a while. I mean, it seemed like there was no real commotion or anything. The customers don't seem to really like.
Yeah, the customers seem to take it in just fine.
Yeah.
But the store personnel, they have a completely different reaction to these 100 men. Now, in this particular store of Abercrombie and Fitch, it's a four-story floor. So there's men on every floor.
See, I didn't
yeah,
get
there's
that.
There's a certain number of men on every floor. And the only floor that it actually looked obvious on, you don't see this in the video, but you read it in the blog, is that the second floor was all women's clothing.
Ah.
So you have all these shirtless men. So they told them, well, if anybody asks, just say that you're looking for something for your girlfriend. But everybody else just looked normal. Yeah. And it's a really dark store.
Now,
do
they have shirtless men in the women's section too?
I don't know.
See, because
that wouldn't make any sense.
I didn't read that part.
Hey, maybe they're topless women.
No, because they were all men. There was 100 men.
Oh, no, no. Oh, those men. I just meant the advertising.
Oh, no, I don't think they're topless women.
I don't know. Well, it would make sense. It's a women's floor.
Okay, if you say so.
I'm sorry, this is the squirrel show. Anyways. Sorry.
But,
I don't know, but the video's great.
The video's great, and and eventually the store manager or whoever, you know, somebody eventually gets
security. They start taking them out.
Yeah, they start coming in. Well, these two guys. It started with two guys, I think, going up to the register, and they were going to pay for shirts. I mean, they were going to pay for $45 shirts, and they said no. They were like,
they refused to take their money. They refused to sell to them because they didn't have a shirt on.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's hilarious. And it happens a few times by different. You got to go see it.
Yeah.
It happens a few times on the show. And then when you go to that link, watch them when they're in the store, and then watch that second video about their interviews.
Yeah.
There is some profanity.
There's language. There's language in the second video. But it's interesting.
But that's just one person. But hearing what happens to these men while they're shopping is hilarious.
Yeah. And they even. I guess on the first video, they even interview like that woman at the end of the first video.
Oh yeah,
getting her reaction and stuff. So it's good, but it's interesting to see that Abercrombie and Fitch aren't. I mean, they'll put it on the walls, but
they won't sell. If you're shirtless, they're not going to sell you a shirt.
Yeah,
That's very strange.
Which is kind of goofy.
Yeah. So there's more cool videos like that too. So
yeah. So anyway, but that's what we've come with today. So I think that's enough for today. We've got a few more shows to do, and we're gonna stretch it out for the week. So hope that you're enjoying your Monday, and we'll talk to you later.
Good night.
Sponsored by the grace of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to have your life sponsored by the Creator of the universe, then go to a Bible near you and turn to Romans 3:23, where it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." But what does this mean? It means that before a holy and perfect God, we are all broken. If you know this to be true, then you must admit that you are a sinner. Sin separates us from God and prevents us from being in His presence. Now, once you've admitted you are a sinner, you must be willing to turn from sin. In Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord." So how do we become right with God? We need a way to be forgiven for our sins, and that way is through the sacrifice and raising up of Jesus Christ. In Romans 5:8, it says, "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Through prayer, invite Jesus into your life to become your personal Savior. It says in Romans 10:10, "For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved." It also says in Romans 10:13, "For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you know these things in your heart, then here's an example of what you might pray. "Dear God, I am a sinner and I need forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ shed His blood and died for my sin. I'm willing to turn from sin, and I ask Jesus to come into my heart and my life as my personal Savior." Open yourself up to the infinite grace of God, and it will change your life for eternity. This offer is non-refundable. Valid in all states. No further purchase is necessary.